All right, here we go. Well, good morning. Well, last week, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 has the worst weekly loss since March of 2020. The S&P is now below a key level, so we will take a look at this. This week, big earnings weeks. We have earnings from Apple, Microsoft, Tesla, Intel, McDonald's, also Robinhood. We have the all-important Fed meeting on Wednesday. We have key economic reports like the GDP and the core PCE price index. So we have a lot to talk about today. Today is Monday, January 24th. And if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. And this over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. So if this is your first time here, I know sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. So Mark, these crazy markets, let's take a look at this. I brought up the S&P 500 here.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, Marcus, we know the story. I mean, with rising inflation hitting 7% year over year at multi-decade highs, concerns over the Fed being under pressure to raise rates, and stocks just falling. So last week, the S&P down 1.9%, closing near lows of the day, lows of the week as well. And very similar story where there's a little momentum early on in the day, and by the end of the day, there's just no buyers.
So yeah, looking at the 5-minute chart, it first went down, then it looked like we would turn around, and then it just moved lower and lower. And I mean, we talked about it in the intro, it's now below a key level, and the key level is, I wanted to see if I can bring it up. It's not the 50-day moving average. No, it's actually the 200-day moving average. And this is something that we haven't seen in the S&P since, oh dear Lord. I mean, what this is this year, June 2020. Actually, I don't know if it ever closed below this, but as you can see, that is a really key level that we moved below here.
It is. It is. And it can act as a support level. It can be a sign that that there are concerns here. And so it really, I think this week is going to be key for how things shake out with earnings season continuing, but also the Fed, which we'll talk about.
Yeah. So I brought up the NASDAQ here because the NASDAQ now down 15% from the high that we made in November till here. So we are down, a little bit more, 15.5% actually. So that's quite significant. We are definitely in correction territory, which is defined between 10% from the previous high and 20%. If it goes more than 20%, we will go into a bear market. But I mean, last week just going down, didn't catch a bid.
Yeah, and another 2.7% lower on Friday, closing at session lows, just, you know, falling right into the close. And it's going to be an interesting week.
Yeah. And I mean, in the NASDAQ, we know that we have a few heavyweights in there, like Tesla, for example. We have Apple in there. We have Facebook. No, it's now called Meta in there. So these companies, they are also down, but not as much. But you see, there's a lot of other companies in the NASDAQ. And now I saw that more than 70% of the stocks in the NASDAQ have fallen at least 20%. So that means that 70% of the stocks in the NASDAQ are now already in bear market territory.
That's a very revealing number, Marcus. I know that it's felt like NASDAQ stocks have been taking a beating, but that just proves it.
Yeah. And you mentioned it. So this week we have earnings kicking into high gear. So, and this is where right now we're expecting some better news than we have had thus far. Because if you're looking back, I mean, Goldman Sachs kicked us off and it didn't look good at all. And then JP Morgan, same deal here. So banks didn't look too promising. Then we had American Airlines and United Airlines reported earnings. And this was a little bit better here. And then the big one last week was Netflix, the first of the big tech, and Netflix slumping 22% on Friday.
Yeah, that was a big surprise for Netflix, just getting hammered. And, you know, earnings so far has been a mixed bag. We expected that earnings just weren't going to be at the level that it was last year, going into 2022. That was expected. More than 70% of S&P 500 companies have reported results that actually beat estimates, but a couple of big companies were letdowns, and Netflix was a prime example.
Yeah, and so this week we have Apple reporting. So Apple is reporting on the 27th, so that's 3 days from now, on Thursday. We have Microsoft reporting this week. We have Tesla reporting this week. We have Intel reporting, and today, after the bell, IBM is kicking us off. So it's a big week. It's a big week. I mean, it's not that we have a lot of companies. It's still, well, it's a good chunk, but we have the big names in there this week.
Yeah, and those big names, surprise or better than expected, could be a focus in addition to that Fed statement. We need to talk about that one, Marcus.
Yeah, but we also need to take a look at the cryptocurrency markets. I mean, Bitcoin now down 50% from the previous highs, trading at levels that we haven't seen since, mid-2021 here. I mean, trading now at 33,000. Ethereum getting close to the 2,000 level here again.
Cryptos losing $130 billion in the last 24 hours with its tumble, and really having a tough time. So like you said, market's down 50% from the high set in November. Yeah. And will it ever stop?
And you know what's causing this?
You tell me.
It's Matt Damon. Ever since Matt Damon CryptoCom ad first debuted in late October, ever since we have been slumping down. It's Matt Damon's fault. Have you seen the ad where he's in the crypto.com?
You know what? I can't say that I have. I don't know about that one. But is it a causation or correlation or just a crazy idea?
All right. Okay. So back to the markets. Let's talk about the Fed meeting this week. So let's go to the economic calendar. And yes, so this week, we have the flash manufacturing PMI, but the big one will be the Fed meeting. So this is on Wednesday.
Yep, we have the Fed kicking off a two-day policy meeting starting on Tuesday, wrapping up on Wednesday. And Wednesday, when we get that Fed statement at 2 p.m. Eastern time, the Fed press conference at 2:30, that's when you can usually expect volatility in the market as traders try to digest exactly what the Fed has said. There is no expectation that the Fed will raise rates this meeting. It would be a huge surprise for the markets. And that might kind of sound weird because everybody's talking about these rate hikes. But right now, it looks like it's the March meeting with almost a 95% chance. And I see you have the numbers up there.
Yeah. So the March meeting, yeah, big one. Nothing expected for this week. So if they raise interest rates this week, yeah, this will be a big, big shock for the markets. And I mean, this is where, according to this tool, which is the CME Group FedWatch tool, this is where also there's now an 85% chance of 4 rate hikes priced into the markets. And actually, I was surprised. There's a 60% chance of 5 rate hikes this year. So
that's interesting. That is interesting. I still think that we're going to see a little bit of a slowdown with the rate hike, but I could be proven wrong. I've been proven wrong before.
We'll see. Then we also have the advanced GDP coming out on Thursday. So that's a big one. That's the GDP for the last quarter, for the fourth quarter of 2021. And we have another inflation report coming out, which is the core PCE price index on Friday.
Yeah, so a busy economic calendar in addition to earnings.
Yeah, so big Fed meeting, earnings, calendar, and this is why there's uncertainty in the markets right now. And this is when we look at the VIX. I mean, the VIX is now trading solidly above 30 right now, 33.81 as of this morning. So big jump here this morning. Since this is measuring the futures markets, we already have data from today. So on Friday, we finished at around 28. So we have right now a 17%. And this just shows, yes, market participants. Oh, actually, let me go here. There, this is a daily chart. So we're up, yeah, still 17% from Friday. It just shows that, yes, market participants are nervous about what's happening.
And you see those spikes and how they tend to spike and pull back. But you're absolutely right. This is showing exactly that there's fear in the market. There are concerns based on S&P 500 options.
We need to see some positive earnings reports and especially outlooks from Apple, from Tesla, where they say, oh, yeah, this will be a killer quarter, from these big tech companies that are in the NASDAQ. Because this is where we can probably go to Slick Charts. I can't find it right now, but this is where they have the ranking of who are the most important ones. So anyhow, so lots going on. We got to talk about Kohl's here really quick. Kohl's, huge jump this morning. I mean, we sold puts last week, didn't get assigned. And this is one of the days where I wish that I were assigned. Up 31% here this morning.
No kidding. Couldn't we have been assigned on this one? That's a huge, huge move. And this is where the activist investor seems to be driving this up with a potential takeover. It looks like Starboard-backed Acacia Research is offering $64 per share for Kohl's. And that's sizable compared to where we finished Friday at $46.84.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. So we'll see what happens there. I mean, we can briefly bring up Peloton because there were also some news that they are possibly getting a bid from activists.
Yeah.
Activist investors, that's what I mean.
Yeah, so this one, you know, you had that huge slide after there was news that they were stopping production. And then they came back and said, well, that's actually not the case. So an update on Friday, but now down again, and activist investor Blackwell's Capital is calling on Peloton to fire its CEO and seek a sale of the company. And I mean, this is where you've seen the story here, down 80% from its highs established in early 2021. So investors are not liking this dip.
Yeah. So, I mean, what to expect this week? I mean, this week we can just expect more volatility. And this is where it is important to stay calm and follow your plan. Super important here, right? I mean, do you have a plan? Do you know what happens? If you did sell puts last week and you got assigned today, what are you going to do this morning? Okay, so when are you flying rescue missions? When do you enter more puts? What are the stocks that are you looking for? And I think this will be important this week to just stay calm. I mean, we'll see. So some say it might continue here throughout the end of January. To me, this looks a little bit like an overreaction, almost like Netflix. So at some point, we'll probably catch a bit here and then bounce back. But we'll see, especially with all the uncertainty that we have going on this week. Be prepared for more volatility this week. And this, Mark, where we talked about it, I mean, if you look at the five-minute charts, the markets have tried several times to push higher in the mornings, and then it didn't work out. And we had the same on Friday, and this year is Thursday. And this year is Wednesday, trying to push higher and then going lower. So, I mean, this morning, we're pointing at a lower start. Let's actually take a look at the futures markets here. So here we are at the E-mini S&P, and as you can see, since we opened yesterday, so yesterday, on Sunday, first, it looked like we're pushing higher, and now we're way lower. I mean, so E-mini S&P down 1.6%. Seems that we are looking at a much lower start here into the day.
And you know what, Marcus? I was checking futures last night and seeing that we were up a little bit and thinking, okay, you know, maybe this is okay. When I saw the red this morning, I actually like that better. And here's why. We've seen those last 3 days where we had a little bit of a positive lift and then there was no support. I'm hoping that today we see this sell-off and some buyers step in and say, okay, now we're talking. Now there's an opportunity to buy. Will it happen? Hey, maybe not. But I kind of like this dip here, and we'll see if there's some opportunities to trade the wheel. And the key is to have a plan. And sometimes when others are fearful, being able to step in is where you can find a lot of opportunity.
Yeah. Okay. NASDAQ also this morning pointing to 1.8% lower opening here. And even the Dow still down 1%. I mean, still the best of the three here, but down more than 1%. So the Dow futures almost 400 points down. So yeah, it will be a very, very interesting open. Well, talking about the open market, we need to get ready for the open because there's a lot going on, and I definitely want to take advantage of this. What do you say?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, take a look at these videos that we have here for you. If you enjoyed this morning's update and want to see us again tomorrow, consider subscribing to the channel, and then we'll see you in the next update. Take care.
Happy trading, everybody.